Paul Cotton is heel lang in Afrika geweest en heeft daar heel veel meegenomen om ons hier te laten zien hoe het allemaal speelde. En Chris loopt met ons mee in het Paul Cotton Museum, hoort bij Quacks House and Gardens. Daar zijn we nu. Heel veel dieren al gezien, hele grote diorama's, ontzettend grote diorama's. Hier is een dorpje, maar Chris gaat het even vertellen.
Okay, so yes, this is Gallery 4. This is devoted to Angola, where two of the major's three daughters, Diana and Antoinette, went to live with a tribe in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. And while they were out there, they filmed things. They built a model village, which has been reconstructed in here. There is also a small display of local archaeology, which has been dug up from Minas Bay by Diana, going back to Stone Age
En zo lopen we met Chris naar Galerij 5, met allemaal voorwerpen uit Afrika. En nu gaan we kijken wat hij gaat vertellen.
Okay, so here in Gallery 5 we have some of the cultural things which he brought back, as I say, over the years. More than 60,000 pieces, so just a few on display from Algeria, Morocco, South Sudan, Somalia. And also we're now moving into Gallery 6, which we're particularly proud of. This is very popular, especially with school groups and children, because it's modern and it's interactive. Mm-hmm. We have a big cube in here with skulls and skins and stuffed birds and animals which you can handle. We have drawing materials that they can use. We have soft toys, some books and soft seating area. So it's very popular with families.
Informatie kun je vinden op quackspark.co.uk en ook op de site van Visit Tenet.